Hello everybody, so welcome to my channel, and this is to say a belated Ave at Quamale to the late lamented Jerry Springer of glorious and happy memory. So Gerald Norman Springer is no more, and he is best known in the late 90s, early noughties for his Jerry Springer show, in which he got attention seekers and various freaks or uniques in the United States and abroad to come on his show. And he really trailblazed this thing where it was going for real emotional pyrotechnics, bringing people on with the most jaw-dropping stories. Who would want to go live on television with a confession of infidelity or things like that? Or you thought I was a man, really I was a woman. I was always doing in the dark with a prosthesis and stuff like that. Or, proving that your paternity is not as you thought it was and things like that. People who are really antisocial, loathsome, socially parasitical, my word. People who had a borderline personality disorder, to say the least. So it might be seen as exploiting people who were afflicted with psychiatric illnesses in some cases, perhaps sociopaths at best on many occasions. Wow, so that was Jerry Springer, but it was undeniably entertaining. There was a sort of a morbid curiosity it provoked in watching these people. He had to have security, these guys built like a brick, to prise them apart as they're about to rip each other's throat out. My word, whole families, really messed up families. People who are real rednecks, knuckle draggers, and so on. So that was Jerry Springer, and he was born in London in 1944. To a family of German Jewish refugees. His parents were among the last Jewish people to get out of Berlin before the Second World War began. And so he would have had some distant relatives who perished in the Holocaust. So when he was about 3 years old, he moved to the United States. So there he grew up mostly in New York City. Then they went to university, Tulane University, never heard of it, Northwestern, which is in Chicago. There he qualified as a doctor. He was involved with the Democrats. He supported John F. Kennedy from earlier on. By the way, Springer had become an American citizen in childhood. And later he volunteered to help the Robert F. Kennedy's campaign in 1968. Of course, Bobby Kennedy was assassinated by Saran Saran that August, just after the Democrats' convention in Los Angeles. When he was the front runner, it looked like Bobby Kennedy was going to be the Democrats' presidential nominee. But anyway, he was assassinated. And Saran Saran, the diminutive Palestinian, remains incarcerated to this very day in California. Anyway, so Jerry Springer, he practiced law desultorily. He was wed. He had a couple of children. He stood for the United States House of Representatives. Alas and alack, his efforts was not crowned with victory. And later he was elected to Cincinnati City Council. That's is in Ohio, isn't it? As in named in honor of Cincinnatus. But he admitted that he had hired a lady of the night, which caused him to stand down. But the following year he contested the office and he won handsomly, won a number of times. So he was known to be a bit of an exhibitionist himself, with an eye for publicity. And he was eventually elected to serve as mayor of Cincinnati, and actually quite medium-sized city, at the age of only 33, so not bad at all. Admittedly, people did things younger in the 70s, people didn't live as long. And he wanted to be elected as governor of Ohio, but he didn't actually manage to do that. Now, he was unusual insofar as he was always going to tell the truth, even when it reflected badly on him, thinking he'd win people's respect for his honesty. But that didn't work out. He was not the nominee of the Democrats in the end. Someone else won it. But then he got into journalism there. He had considered trying to get elected to the United States Senate, but that didn't work. I mean, anyway, so he became a broadcaster. He'd been on radio a little bit as an undergraduate. And that was perhaps where his real talent lay. So the Jerry Springer Show, it launched in 1991, and within a few years it was huge. To begin with, it was semi-serious, interviewing some political heavyweights like Oliver North. Oliver North was, was in the US Marine Corps officer. He's then involved in the Iran-Contra scandal in the 1980s. The administration was getting the Reverend Jesse Jackson on, who was an African-American who wanted the Democrats up. The presidential nomination didn't do it, but it was a lieutenant of Martin Luther King and so on. He's still alive, Jesse Jackson, but he's... So Jerry Springer, he addressed some difficult issues like gun more contentious, bringing on white supremacists and so on. Reality had a few years ago than it has today, looking at that. People who are saying sex as a way to work. And so it briefly eclipsed the Oprah Winfrey show and how it was having regularly 8 million viewers per day. But there were some real controversies about it, about appearance of this show later leading to murder, but you know, that wasn't his fault. There was no reasonable foreseeability. If someone appears on the show, that someone's going to be murdered. He didn't kill anyone directly or indirectly, I would submit. And later it was made into an opera and appeared in London and so on, even in the United States. So he won many Olivier Awards. So he was absolutely huge. He was broadcast in the United Kingdom. It had quite a following. It eventually began to sunset. He was also a judge on America's Got Talent for some years in the noughties. So he really was a household name. He compared various events such as Miss World, Miss Universe, a dating game. He became very wealthy indeed. He'd acted a little bit just as cameos and Married with Children and things like that. So he remained a member of the Democrats, but people thought that his show was so tendentious that really he couldn't get back into mainstream politics. But he had an affability about him. I think a few people had a bad word to say about him. I mean, some people said it was junk culture was putting out there, that it was faintly sick, getting the public to laugh and guffaw at these living grotesques who were on and really were the dregs of American society. But there's no doubt that it was that people were absolutely glued to the box. It was sort of unswitch-offable, for lack of a better word. So quite addictive, his show. He'd given the commencement speech at Northwestern University School of Law, his alma mater. But some people said that he was a deeply unsuitable person to invite to do that. Nevertheless, people stood and cheered when he delivered his oration. He died at the age of 79, just a few days ago, from pancreatic cancer, which was actually diagnosed quite late, very difficult to succeed. But yeah, some people say that what he did was really, but was it a disingenuous or was it? He certainly shone a light on areas of American society some people rather wouldn't know about social pariahs. It was certainly salacious, lurid, revolting, and enthralling in equal measure. Well, Jerry Springer, when will we see your like again? Now, some people say he rued what he'd done and that he'd really coarsened American society. Not that he was a vulgarian himself, but these people exist. They're worth debating. It's worth facing up to social problems. Does it improve anyone's behavior? People are paid to go on these things. There will be repercussions for them being on it. They had the right to be on it. There was certainly an audience for it. I suppose we get the television we deserve as a society. And so I have been watching some of the most outrageous jaw-dropping episodes right now. And I can't contain a wry smile about some of the shows he put on. Everybody out there, please subscribe on Patreon, donate to me on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. And remember, if you're a Patreon subscriber, you can get access to thousands of articles. All right, goodbye, everybody.